Blog Talk Radio.
Great evening, my people, everyone. Good evening and welcome to the show. That's right, you have reached the Nurturer's Corner show entitled Being a Positive Change Agent in a Negatively Changing World. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are off and running tonight. I am just so excited. It must be the energy of my guest tonight, because I am supercharged, so glad to have with us tonight. And I'm bringing her right on, none other than the one and only Priscilla Williams. Have you joined us?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Awesome. I can hear you perfectly. Thank you so, so much. Without sounding commercialized, I really appreciate you coming onto the show tonight and joining us and offering your expertise on our subject tonight. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I love it. I love it. And we're going to be just coming from the topic nursing and coaching from a new perspective for affirmative change. And I am just so inspired by you. I've been watching you, of course, kind of like a stalker, but not those that will hurt, but just parading and tooting your horn. Because I just love what you do. So would you briefly introduce yourself for our listeners at this time?
Sure. Thank you again for having me on the show. I'm excited to be here with you and your guest. I am Priscilla Williams. Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Okay. Okay. I am Priscilla Williams. I am a registered nurse. And I am also a certified life coach. And so I call myself the nurse's coach. And what I do is I coach and mentor and motivate women to get to the next level. And I started this business back in 2011 after a life change of my own. And I was looking for more out of my life. I was working in downtown Chicago in the cancer center at Northwestern University. And so I was sitting at my one day, and I knew that there was more to life than just going to work and coming home. I love my career as a nurse. I love empowering patients. I love what I do, but I still knew that there was something missing. And so that's when I was invited to a women's conference. And I met a woman who was speaking by the name of Monique Carradine. And so I met.
Priscilla, are you there? We kind of lost you.
Hey, can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now. Go ahead. You met Monique is where we left off.
Yes, yes. I'm sorry. And that's when I knew that I wanted more out of my life. And there was more to just that coaching and there was more to life than just nursing and coming home, going to work, coming home. And so that's when I knew that there was more for me. And so now here I am a couple years later, I started my business. I mentor and I coach women. I speak all over the world and empower women. And so now recently I'm targeting nurses who are ready to move outside of that hospital setting and really get into their calling, their purpose, and really to do the things that God has called us to do.
Wow, Priscilla, that is powerful. I had to write down 2011 when you said that, because your page and all your information you post does not look as short as 6 years, but I'm telling you, you are doing a phenomenal job, and I just celebrate you. Thank you so much for all you do for others, because you're doing it for me as well, because it's very encouraging. So
thank you.
What top three transitions have you had to make to really move your vision forward? Because I know you, I saw you moved. I was like, oh, bittersweet, right? But like I said, I've been watching you, and it's, like I said, it's very encouraging. So what top three transitions or changes did you have to make in this year, 2017, in order to move your vision forward?
Yeah, good question. Well, one of the top things I had to do, I would say, was to be unapologetic. And what I mean by that is being unapologetic for where it is that God has taken me, what he's calling me to do, and not really worrying about others in the aspect of what they think. And so what I mean by that, so many times in life, we are worried about what others are going to say. You know, if you write that book, if you start speaking, if you start coaching, or whatever it is you want to do in life, I had to learn to completely let go and let God. The second thing that I would say is, you mentioned the move. So actually, I'm still here in Chicago, and we'll be leaving tomorrow to head to Florida full time. And so I had to learn, to step outside of my comfort zone, because I have to admit, it's scary going to a new state, you know, making new connections, meeting new people, you know, starting a new job, all of these things, right? And so I have to learn to step outside of my comfort zone, because you can't grow comfortable. If you're looking to grow and get to the next level, you have to step outside of the box. You have to be willing and be ready to be stretched, because if you're comfortable, if you're in the same place, you know, year after year after year, you have to be willing to grow and do whatever it takes to grow to that next level. And then the third thing I would share for 2017 is I had to learn how to say no and really do what's best for me. Because so many times we want to please everyone else, but we harm ourselves, and we do a discredit to ourselves when we're taking care of everyone but not doing what makes us happy. And I think that's really important, especially for women. You know, we take care of our kids, our husband, our parents, our, you know, brother, sister, whoever, work in the church, all different types of things. And those things are good. That's great that we can do those things. But we have to be mindful that we have to do the things that's going to bring us joy and happiness as well, because we can't, you know, wear ourselves out doing everything for everyone else and nothing for ourselves. So I think that's really important.
Yes. Oh, wow. I don't know if you've recognized, I take notes when I'm talking to people, because it is very important that I don't miss the impact. So I let it marinate later, right? And the main thing that jumped out with me just then is, you can't grow comfortable. Oh, my God, so powerful. And so simple, though, so simple. So with that, how has your connectivity evolved in the last 6 months? Because, you said comfort zone, so for sure something has changed as far as your network, your, you know, those who you rub elbows with and that kind of thing. How has that changed?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I'm a part of an organization called the Boss Network. And so I've been an influencer for the last 3 years. I'm a 2017 influencer, and I met some amazing people being a part of this organization, being able to speak on different stages and just travel and do all of these great things. But this year has been really phenomenal, because I've been able to connect with other nurses. And so the thing is, a lot of times when you're doing all these great things, writing books, you're speaking, you're coaching, you're traveling, you're mentoring, you're doing all these great things, sometimes you know, people look at you as almost if like, oh man, she doing that, she doing this, and they think you have it all together. But it's so good to know that you can connect with others, that entrepreneur, that game changer who realized that, yes, on social media, it might look like you got it all together, but you're going through the same, you know, doubts, insecurities, fears, all of those things that everyone else is going through. But people come don't on. See that on social media, right? And so I've been able to connect with just so many amazing women, nurses from all over. And this weekend, next weekend, actually, I'll be speaking at the Essence Festival at the Nurse Power Brunch to over a room full of 100-something nurses about my career and how I've grown in my career. And so I have to say that my connectivity has evolved, just meeting new people, being open to relationships. And that's really important if we want to grow. And I know with being in Florida, I'm going to meet so many other people, so many other entrepreneurs, and I'm open to new relationships. So one thing I want your listeners to know is you have to be open to new relationships in order to grow. You have to be open to building relationship and you giving to them and them giving to you. And so that way you can help each other. Iron sharpens iron. And so I have to say it really has evolved over the last 6 months, just being able to meet new people and connect with new people. So it's been great.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. You're going to make me play this back. I am loving it because that's the one thing I love about seeing and following you is that you're so touchable, if you will. You know, you're not the kind that appears to or works to try to appear as if you're all A to Z, ducks in a row type person. And I love it, and I can see that's why your career and your own ambitions are soaring, and I love it. I love it. So with that, what impact do you expect to have on your community, if you will, those that you're connected with, those that you're going to impart into, all of those that will be touched by you? What kind of impact are you expecting to have in the next 6 months on your community and the way you're going?
Yeah. So over the next 6 months, I'm looking to change lives, to really help others grow. And I have to say that my heart is genuine. You know, I really do want people to succeed. I really want to see people get to the next level. I really want to see women of color to think outside of the box, to live their dreams and not be afraid of what others think, what others say, you know, what others are doing, but to focus on what it is God has called you to do. And I'm such a firm believer. I know that God has ministry for me to pour out to so many different people all over the world. And so I'm looking to really help people know what it is that they have inside of them and to live that thing out. I mean, somebody did it for me. I mean, I share my testimony of how I failed out of nursing school and I had to petition to get back in that program. And now look at me. I share my story of how I didn't feel worthy enough or smart enough or good enough and how I had to work through that. I share, you know, I share my own examples as to say, hey, I'm no different from you. I'm no better than you. It's just by the grace of God and his hand that I'm able to do the things I'm doing. So I don't take any credit for anything because I know that it's the Lord's favor. It really is. And so I want to use the message that he's given me. I want to share my testimony to change people's lives. I know that, you know, God has ministry for me and my husband. And I don't know all that's what's going to happen in Jacksonville, Florida, but I know that we are going to help change lives. We're going to minister to people, help people to just live beyond what they see every day. You know, and so I'm looking forward to this new experience. I'm looking forward to just helping people to grow, get to the next level, and be all that God has called them to be. And so I know that I'm a girl from Roseland. I'm a girl from the south side of Chicago, Chicago Public School, you know, and hey, I'm no different from any other young woman. But I will say that I always dreamed big. I always had goals set for myself. I always knew that God had more. I always knew that I would be, I want to be everything that he has for me. And so I want other women to live that same way, because we all deserve to be in his grace and live the way he called us to live. So I'm excited.
Listen here. Oh my goodness. And I feel it, and I am enjoying your excitement. I'm loving the piece. Just seems like the fabric throughout is that comfort zone and really attacking it and keeping it down. So having said that, how do you deal with comfort zone you? How do you make it stay, I guess, in its place or suppressed? What are the three main things you do to counteract your comfort zone you?
Yeah. I think one of the things I do is just to remember who's at work, like remember who's working, like it's not Priscilla. And so when you think about being scared, if it's not scary to you, it's not big enough. Like if the thing that you're doing does not scare the heck out of you, it's not big enough. It's just not. Because you should get to the point where you are like, oh my God, this is huge. Can I do this? Can I handle this? Is it going to work out? Like, it's so many things, so many times we feel that fear. And that's, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, though. But our flesh feels fear, right? And so when we feel fear, we have to push through that fear and do it anyway. Because if you're not scared, it's not big enough. And so we have to know how to push past that. And then the second piece I would say is to know that his plan is bigger than our plan. Like how I mentioned how I failed out of nursing school. It was designed to be this way. So I felt that comfort zone, like, oh my God, you know, how is this going to work out? You know, because you get comfortable. But I have to say, in order for you to grow, you have to push past that comfort zone. There's no way that you can grow and stay comfortable. The two will not agree. It just won't. It just won't. And then on top of that, being around the right people. If you are around naysayers who say you can't do something, they always talking negative, nothing's never right, you're not going to grow. So I would say being around the right people, you have to be around dreamers. You have to be around people that believe in you. You have to be around people that's going to say, you got this, you can do this. Because if you're around people that are limited, they have a limited mindset, they don't see far, you're not going to grow because you're around people who ain't growing. You got to be around people who are ready to grow. When they ready to grow, that gives you the enthusiasm and the faith to say, if they can do it, I can do it, you know? Right. So I think that's really important. Being around the right people is really important when it comes to growing, when it comes to getting out that comfort zone.
Wow, powerful. I mean, it sounds like you've evolved overnight or something, but in this span of 6 years, oh my God, just so impactful. And I know it's just been more than 6 years, it's been a journey. But, you know, that comfort zone you got out of the way enough to actually embark upon that out of the way type journey in 2011, and I'm just celebrating and applauding it. What part do you make sure that your family plays in your new zone versus your comfort zone? How do you, I guess, get there or keep their buy-in? Because I know, depending, because you have children, and of course your husband, depending on where they are or what you're doing, they could sometimes be, oh, Ma, or your husband, honey, now listen, you know. So how keep their buy-in into the out of comfort zone you?
Yeah, that's a good, you know, I think it's all about explaining to them and sharing with them your vision. Because, like, my husband is super supportive. He supports everything I do, and I couldn't do it without him. I mean, he has my back 100%. Mm-hmm. But I had to share with him the vision that God showed me, the things I wanted to do. I had to share that with him. And you have to be with the right person, you know, because you could say, hey, I want to write a book and I want to go speak. And they looking at you with like, you got five heads, like what? You know, so, right. So because, you know, he sees the vision, and I pray all the time, you know, because I'm doing a lot, you know, that he continues to see that vision, that, you know, he continues to see what it is God is doing through my life. And so he's a big support. So he actually works with me on a lot of things I do. Like when I have women's conferences, he's right there working, you know. If I'm speaking, he's escorting me there and making sure that everything is flowing good. So we work together as a team. It's not just about me. Everything that I do is for my family as well, because I want my family to get a reward, you know, with the labor that we do. So it's just really sharing with them the vision and then letting God show them what it is, because God can show them what it is as well, like what he has for you. And so I believe that he can do that, and that's what's been working for us. Yeah.
Love it. Oh my God. This is powerful, because if it's gonna be a unit, you definitely want the family to be in that main part of the unit. And I just love it. That is some wise impartation. People listening, look, take notes, replay, and make sure that you got your ducks in a row and your priorities lined, as my dear Priscilla has so giftedly reminded us of how to keep that right hand, right going right with you, and that is the family. So having said that, please just share with us, I guess, some main 3 points of advice from you, as for us that would love to impact our community the way you're impacting yours. Just, you know, the main 3 things, I guess maybe you wish someone had told you, or you're glad someone did tell you when you started out, advice that we can use and start, yeah, you know, impacting like you are.
Yeah, good question. I would say number one, every winner has a coach. If you think you can get to where you have to get, if you think you can get where you have to get, where it is you are dreaming to go, the next level you're dreaming of, you cannot do it alone. So many times we're like a lonely man on an island thinking we can do this stuff on our own, when we are able to get so much further if we join with someone who's already done it, who's already, you know, out there doing that thing. Because when you think you can do it alone, it's going to be stressful. You're going to get overwhelmed. You know, it's just hard. But when you have someone that's behind you, pushing you, when you look at Michael Jordan, he became the best because he had a coach. When you look at Oprah Winfrey, she has a coach. You look at Tyler Perry, he has a coach. These most successful people are able to get to where they are because they have somebody to help them win. And so if you want to win, you have to have somebody that's helping you train to become a winner, to change your mindset, change your thinking, change the way you view things, help you, you know, shorten the learning curve. We can't do it on our own. And so I wish somebody would have told me that years ago. I would have been so much further along. I had to find that out the hard way. And then the last thing I would say is to really, truly make a decision to say yes. So many times we limit where it is that God wants to take us because we're still doubtful. We're still hesitant. We're still fearful. We're still kind of like on the fence. Like, I think I should write a book. Well, I don't know. Who's going to read the book? Well, who's going to buy the book? Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm not smart enough. I'm not a good writer. I'm not a good speaker. You know, we have to get that out of our mind. Make a say yes. Once you make that decision, everything you need will supernaturally line up for you. It's like when you say, I'm going to go back to school. As soon as you make that decision to go back to school, you turn on the TV, you see the school that you're talking about going to has a commercial, or somebody, you're in a line at a grocery store and you hear somebody talking about school. I mean, everywhere you go, it's this thing about school. But the reason that happens like that is because you begin to attract the very thing you desire. When you make a decision and you say, I'm going to do this thing, you begin to attract that very thing. And so let's begin to be clear. Make a decision. Do what it is he called you to do, and everything you need will line up. The right people, the right places, the right relationships, everything you need will begin to line up for you. And so I wish somebody would have told me that. Just make a decision and say, yes, yes, I'll do it. Yes, I'll do it. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God. I know I keep saying that every time you finish, but you do. It's, oh, my God.
Yes.
It's just,
I wish somebody would have told me that.
These are practical implementations that can be used like now. You
right
know,
now.
You don't have to go away and try to figure out, okay, now what does she mean by that? I mean, it kind of hits your gut where you've been trying to hit yourself, but you weren't brave enough to do it, you know?
Yes.
Because of that fearful
yes
that's just suppressed deep down in you, like, I know I can. Okay, maybe tomorrow.
Yes.
You know, but I am so, so, so glad that you have made the decision and stuck with the decision to keep saying yes, because it seems that, you know, once you say yes, that's one thing, but to keep saying yes, oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
That's a whole nother pie right there. To keep saying yes. Because Priscilla, sure, obstacles have come your way. So, you know, just in wrapping up, and I know, listeners, I know our show seems so short, especially when you're eating so well, but here comes the dessert. Because, Priscilla, I want you to tell us, just in wrapping up, how the main things you keep in practice daily to combat those obstacles that come up against your yes.
Yes. So the main things that I do daily, number one, I start my morning off in quiet and devotion, God's word. You know, I don't know your listeners, you know, their religions or things like that, but mine is God. I'm a Christian woman, a woman of faith. I start my morning out with a devotion with scripture, and I set the intention for my day. I don't get up and get going. I don't start moving until I set the intention for my day with prayer, with devotion, with meditation. That's something I'm going to do always daily. The second thing is, you know, being mindful of how you start your day. Like, don't start it off negative. You know, sometimes I would have a family member give me a call early in the morning, and they'll be telling me something Auntie Sue did and Cousin John did. And it's like, whoa, wait. That's getting me all off track. Thing of it is being mindful of what I'm feeding on. What am I listening to? What am I meditating on? Things like that throughout the day, because that determines your whole day. Like, it really does.
It really
does. Yeah, that's important. And then lastly, I would just say, you know, making sure that I always think about the reason that I'm doing something. So a lot of times people ask me, you know, to speak, or they ask me to do different things, and I have to make sure that it's in line and in tune with, you know, my calling and my gifting, because every opportunity isn't a God opportunity. So you have to be mindful of what you're agreeing to do, where you're agreeing to show up, what events you're showing up to. You know, what are you going to include in your day, and how important that is to set the tone, because you always want to be in spiritual balance and spiritual alignment. When you're out of spiritual alignment, you're frustrated, you're short, you're ready to snap off, the traffic is bothering you, they're getting on your nerves, you know what I mean? So just being more mindful of, you know, what am I doing throughout my day, and what things I'm not going to do. Being very, very strategic about that. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Priscilla, that is our time. We certainly appreciate you. Thank you so much for being on our show. And again, it has been memorable. Thank you so much. And listeners, we'll see you right back here next Friday, same time, same place. Talk to you then. This is Lady C telling you, be the positive change agent you want to see in the world. Good night.
Bye.